All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, that a boy, Matty Patty, huh? Ah, you're a good company man, aren't you? Yeah, you got someone new you got to talk to and act like you like. Very exciting, huh? Big times. Got new ownership. Oh, wait. It's just passed down from generation to generation. Whatever. See, this is the reality of this situation. The same ding-dongs who tried to come on the air and tell me that when old man Ford died, that Martha was going to breathe life into this. She don't play around. Oh, my God, report she's driving around the facility with a paintball gun firing people. It's going to be different. Cutscene. Same as it ever was. And now you already see it happening. Sheila Ford, she's been a power broker for years. She put a bullet in Luan. Great. Don't care. Because all this is a lemonade stand. That's all this is. Lions aren't run like a big business. I'm driving down the street. It's sunny out. It's hot. Oh, look. The Dickersons are having a yard sale. And the Smitherman. Oh, look at the Smitherman daughters. They have a lemonade stand. That's what the Lions are. They're the Smithermans. This ain't some major operation. Big time franchises. Big time operation. They run circles around the Lions because that's all this is. This is a cute little incestual family business. They're not running this thing to win Super Bowls. Old man dies, gives it to his wife. Wife moves on at 120, give it to her daughter because earlier on her brother had a crack at it and he sucked. That's all this is. Thanksgiving conversation. Hey, Junior, remember when you ran it into the ground? My turn now, signed Sheila. That's all this is. Something to talk about as you pass the potatoes and the stuffing and the turkey. So you can say, and you know what's going to happen, the dutiful media, they're going to line up at the bowl like a dog who's hungry, and they'll start selling you why it's going to be different with Sheila Ford Hamp. And I'm not hungry. I ain't going to be dining on that kibble. Sheila Ford Hamp? Fine. Fine. Blank slate. Show me. Because I'll tell you this. Oh, Sheila's a power broker, huh? Sheila's got a big voice, huh? Oh, really? So then can I blame Sheila for bringing back Quintricia? Just tell me the ground rules so I understand what we're in for. Say it to you again. I don't think any other organization in this league would have brought back these two for year three. And for Quinn, year five. Just wouldn't happen. But here we are. So, look, I know it's the news of the day, and I'm happy to talk about it, but if you think I'm going to get up here and just operate that tasty twist machine and just give me a pull. Let's get that chocolate vanilla twist all up in that cone. That ain't going to be me. All right. I'm not doing that. I'm not serving the soft serve. I'm not going to sell you on some brighter day. I think this family's done an atrocious job with this football team. It's an incestual product that's just passed down. And I really don't care who's making decisions in whatever mahogany-covered Gross Point wall room that they're making them in. No one cares. This product has sucked for 70 years. Now it's just Sheila's turn. And, oh, you know what it is, truly? It's like Succession. You ever watch that show? Logan Roy, shout out.
Great show.
But, like, that's what it is. These pro teams that are family businesses, it's just Succession. Oh, it's my turn to run this, and maybe Dad will pick me to do it. Ooh, Dad's dead. Now Mom's got the team. Now I got to broker that relationship. It's my turn. Oh, my God, they let my brother run it. Now I'm going to spend the next 10 years, and I'm going to get him. That's all this is. This is nothing more than a board game for billionaires. It's not like Sheila Ford Hamp is some infinitely qualified, amazing NFL football person. Man, please. She was born into this. That's all this is. And you trying to sell me that it's going to be a brighter day is no different than when you sold me on Martha and you sold me on Junior. That's just you hoping it's going to be that. I'm not doing that. She starts out with a blank slate. Do I think it's her fault that Quintricia's back? I absolutely do. Don't tell me she's a power broker. Don't tell me she's the one who got rid of Lawan. Don't do that. If you're not willing to tell me that she whispered in her 120-year-old mother's ear and said, we're keeping these two. So I hate to break it to you, but we'll see what Sheila Ford Hamp is or is not. But I just find the whole operation detestable. And I got 70 years to back it up. So, I don't know. Cool. Prove me wrong. I'd love to be wrong. I'd love to watch winning football. I'd love to have home playoff games. I'd love for this franchise to be at the top of the NFC North. You know why? Business. That's good for us. Hell, go win a Super Bowl. You'll have grown men crying in the streets. Love it. But don't sit here. I'm not going to do it. I already see it happening. Well, you know, Sheila has been very involved the last several years. Oh, you do? I don't care. Same way. Remember those articles? Well, Martha, you know, she asks a lot of questions at the owner's meeting. Oh, you do? I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear none of it. Same family. Same results. Prove it otherwise. Oh, I should welcome David and Mike to the program. Hi, guys. The hell's going on a Tuesday? What's the word?
I've always said that the Lions will not win a championship until Sheila takes over, right? I think everyone's had that opinion, right? And now the day has finally come and we can look towards a Super Bowl because Sheila's here. Look, what I want to focus on, too, is as I think, Mike, and David and I were joking about this earlier, I think there was a glimmer of optimism or hope for a second when everyone first saw that news this morning. And you don't really you just see the headline or the little news at first, Martha Ford stepping down as Lions owner, and you think for a second, okay, does this mean that they're selling? Does this mean that they're selling? What is going on? Oh no, Sheila's just taken over. Got it. All right. I don't know. It's really not going to change much, I don't think, because and I want to say this in a I don't think I should even have to preface this, but let's just be honest, guys. Is any 94-year-old person really going to be running a team, an organization, a business? No, you're 94 years, and God bless, you're 94 years old, okay? So I have not believed even the past few years that Martha was running the show.
For context, that means she's 14 years older than the last grandparent I had died. And he wasn't in good shape at 80. All right, so I pretty much tell you he would have done it about 75. Mike, 94 years old, sorry.
No. I don't think she was exactly running running the operations of the team. So Sheila probably has been running all of this. I don't know. Look, maybe some people are more optimistic or hey, this is at least some sort of change. But I don't know. I don't view this as being some sort of huge change in the organization. Sure, the headline looks good. I know the Lions are having a press conference at 3 p.m. I'm sure that'll be all you know, positivity, great. But
I love Jim Caldwell. No, you know what I would compare it to? I'd compare it to what the Pistons did. Sure, Weaver comes well regarded. Really good player personnel guy. Really good organization. Guess what? Believe it when I see it, because Arn's going to Arn. Eddie's going to Eddie. And some of the other players there who I'll leave nameless, they're going to do what they do. You stay out of Troy Weaver's way, we actually might have a shot here. But if you don't, none of it matters. Total waste. So it just is what it is.
Listen, today is an exciting day for Detroit fans. They finally get to celebrate that the Lions are being sold. Oh, I'm sorry. It isn't being sold. That's it. No, Sully is exactly right. Because when I first saw it, I was like, oh, my gosh, they're selling. Oh, no, it's Sheila just taking over. Because I thought for a second it was a sale announcement.
And let's be fair, David, we all know that owning a team is not a profitable business. Sign Bill DeWitt Jr. and Tom Ricketts.
Yeah, there's just, you know, there should be no excitement if you're a Detroit Lions fan, because everything is still going to be the same. I mean, Sheila has had her hand in everything for years now. So don't sit here and expect, oh, my gosh, we're going to be – she's going to fire coaches and she's going to spend the money. Spend the money. They've been spending money, okay? They just can't win because the organization is bad. Ownership is the same. It ain't changing.
That's kind of where I'm at. But listen, let's have a conversation about it. Because I think in many ways your reaction to – an ownership change, which really isn't a change, because again, people want to sell you that Sheila's been the voice. Sheila's run the organization the last couple of years. Well, then cool, the blood's on her hands for the garbage product we've had to endure. Bottom line is, your reaction to Sheila Ford Hamp is probably very similar to your reaction to baseball coming back. What's that sound? Yeah. That's actually a live look at Lions Scouting HQ. Yeah, there's what it's... I mean, it's the truth.
We have an ownership change in the city, right? We have an ownership change, or maybe not, I guess, but...
No, I mean, it's the same as baseball, though. It's that sound effect Jamie used to make. Meh. Meh. That's all it is. Nothing different. Hey, Doug and Scott, they had a guy take a text. Yeah, meh. They had a guy ticket texting going, well, at least I know they'll keep the team here. Take them. I'll take an expansion team in a heartbeat. At least they'll keep the team here. What are you kidding me? You guys act like this is Hoboken. This is one of the five or six best sports cities in the country. You think the NFL wouldn't have a team in Detroit? Here, take them. You want them? Take them. Take the Hamps with you. There, take Martha. Take her to Palm Beach. Put the team down there. Like I care.
See what they say at 3 p.m. too. You know?
Maybe well, it'll what be... What are they going to say? What are they going to say? What are they going to say
they're
that gonna it's
going to
change?
They're going to say this is a great day in the organization. Yeah. We thank Martha for all of her extremely hard work. We're excited to keep it in the family. And
yeah, big six-year run there after the old man died. Big six-year run.
The playoff mandate still holds.
Hey, why don't we take a tour through the trophy room for a moment? Hold on. Let me just go ahead and open this door. Hello? Anybody in here? Hello? Nope. Empty. Shut the door.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.